This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
You paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Why do you favor rape?
Why men's rooms?
Why?
Why men's rooms?
Why? Why? Why?
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Larry interview coming up right now, and also later on in the show, we are going to delve deeply into the psyches of all of us on the show as we play the moment of truth, Don and Mike style. Don is out today. We wish him the very best. He's got the flu kicking his ass pretty good today, so he will be back on Monday. And for all of you that are calling about announcements and such, I defer you to Monday.
Right. And Don did have one announcement he wanted me to make.
What's yes, that? Go ahead.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
I don't think so. Not after the Packers game. I think you're going to have to change that one.
How about this one then?
All right.
Eli Manning, Tom Brady is my favorite.
That's the. I think he might be pulling for the
New
England Patriots.
That's his official announcement?
Mm-hmm. Or he's rooting for New York.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
Not just now.
Not just now.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
Not on camera now. So the moment of truth, the way it's going to work, we're going to get a bunch of listeners that will have a chance to guess the answer, whether it's true or false. So what our answer is, we're using the honor system here. And if you can make it through the six levels,
the pyramid,
without screwing up, you can win $100. And if you miss, you're out of there. It's
okay.
As simple as that. We'll
winner
be doing that. Winner take all, just like them primaries, Rob.
Show.
But
show
without further ado, I believe Larry King is making his way into the studio. Let's get cracking.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Larry. We're just sitting here, Larry King, and we're talking about marijuana. Marijuana is there's a guy. His name is Dave Rovine. Is Dave Rovine your name?
I'm here, sir.
Yeah, we've got Dave on the line. Dave has created a game for people that enjoy smoking marijuana. Is that right, Dave?
That is correct, sir.
How long you smoked?
10 years.
Dave, do you like to smoke a lot?
I do. I do, Larry. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Why?
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 It just makes me feel good.
Now, marijuana is a drug, right?
Correct. Actually, Larry, it is not really a drug. It's more of a plant.
Dave, are you high now?
I'm not right now, no.
Have your friends seen you high? Have your friends seen you high lots of times?
They have.
And what do they think? Do you think you have a problem with it?
No, not at all. I don't even think they could ever tell the difference.
You look at them and say, it's just grass.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you say to them, it's just grass? What do you refer to it? I know, what do you refer to it as? We used to call it Mary Jane. Do you call it that anymore?
I call it a little ganja.
It makes you hungry, right?
Yeah, you get the munchies. And
how hungry does it make you?
I'm sorry, Larry.
What's that sound?
That's my grandfather clock going off in the background.
You got a grandfather clock? Is that where you keep your pot? Where do you like to keep your pot, Dave?
I don't have to stash my pot anymore because I'm grown up. But when I was a kid, I used to stash it on like behind the frame of my my picture frame.
Marijuana is illegal, right?
In some states,
Dave.
Dave, we've got a guy in the studio audience here. His name is Rob Spiewak. We also have Buzz Spermbank in our studio audience also. Say hi to Dave, fellas.
Hi.
Hi.
I know both of these guys have lots of questions about marijuana. Rob, your question for Dave.
Dave, it's expensive, right?
It is. It's getting you know, some of the good stuff's getting to be kind of expensive.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Buzz Burbank over on the other side of the studio.
Dave, do you see any reason to believe that marijuana will be legalized or at least decriminalized anytime soon?
Well, I hope so. I mean, you know, if we count how much money we're spending a lot of people up for smoking weed.
Anderson Cooper 360 coming up at the top of the hour. Very exciting about Anderson. We'll be talking about where to find a small fitting suit. We have another question from Rob Spiewak.
Dave, I grow my own marijuana in the basement. You know what I did?
Tell me.
I saw this ad in the back of Rolling Stone magazine, and it said that it was for growing plants, but I use it to grow pot. Do you ever grow your own pot? And is that legal?
You know what I have, and I just like to go out and buy the real good stuff. But
mine is real good. It's sticky, and there's not a lot of stems and seeds. It's some real good bud.
Technical question from Buzz Burbank in the back, row. Yes, Buzz Burbank.
A technical question. Do you have a favorite strain of marijuana?
Strain? Yeah. Is it a strain to buy it?
No, apparently there are different kinds of marijuana plants.
Only thing I strain at is stool.
I know, Larry. It's bad.
Whoa.
Bad.
What a morning
That's
I had.
That's a strain.
Usually I find the straining right after breakfast. That's when I have the problem. Dave, have you been in trouble with the law?
Never, sir. Never.
Good. You've never been busted. Now, I understand people that smoke a lot of pot, they get in trouble with the law, don't they?
You know what? I would say they actually don't. I mean, how many times have you seen someone stoned commit a violent crime?
What would you say to people that would say, you know, it makes you kind of slow? Go.
I'd say that is very untrue. I think it just kind of mellows you out, you know? I think if everyone smoked a little bit of ganja...
Mellows you out. Explain why. Why does it mellow you out?
I mean, I think that's just the THC in the plant.
What's THC? Go.
That's correct, sir. I think that just kind of makes you kind of happy and kind of... Same thing like drinking a glass of scotch, Larry.
Are you getting... I don't drink. Occasionally, I'll be with Sean on the weekend and have a Brandy Alexander, but that's the extent of it. I have another question for you, sir. Why? Why all this pot? Is it a big part of your life?
It's not a huge part of my life. I mean, it's in my life. I mean, I'm not a big drinker. I like smoking the occasional joint.
It smells, right?
It smells great.
It smells great, but it smells a lot. What if someone doesn't like it?
Well, I don't find too many people that really don't like it.
Have you done any other drugs?
Not really, no.
Dave.
We've got another question from our studio audience. Rob Spiewak writes.
Dave, have you ever tried cocaine?
No, sir.
Cocaine is great. You would like it, I think. It's different than marijuana, where marijuana makes you feel sleepy. Cocaine gives you energy. I recommend you try it.
Well, you know, I think that's like a big problem is like marijuana and cocaine are so different. You
they
know?
Are.
Like to remind everyone, Anderson 360 is coming up. Anderson Cooper 360. We're very excited about that. We've got Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank, noted pot users. And we are sitting here with our guest, Dave Rovine. Dave is talking about a game he has created about pot. Would you like to play the game, Dave?
Absolutely.
All right, we've got Rob and Buzz standing by, and I'll hazard one. Why don't you ask a question to me about your pot game?
Absolutely. Good. You know, in the spirit of the presidential elections, I'd like to start off with the category politics.
Who's your candidate?
Category is politics.
Okay. Larry, this former United States president admitted to trying marijuana but not to inhaling.
Who is it, Larry?
Got this one?
That's a tough one for me.
You love politics.
I'm going to go with Herbert Hoover.
Oh.
No.
What's the answer?
The answer is Bill Clinton.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Yes?
Have you ever put scope in your bong?
No, but I put some good vodka in there before.
What's the good price for these bongs? That's the pipe you smoke out of, right?
Yeah, I mean, I go with the Tobacco Master myself, but, they're semi-expensive, but, you know, you get what you pay for,
you
right?
You can't put it in your pocket, though, can you?
I mean...
I would imagine if you were driving around, it would be hard to conceal.
I mean, maybe, you know, you walk around, you stick it in your pocket, and someone says, hey, are you happy to see me, or is that a bong in your pants?
Now, you're being silly, but I've got a serious question.
Okay.
What if you have the bong, and you're walking down the street? Can you be arrested?
I don't think so.
You got a girlfriend?
Not now.
I once shared a joint with Gene Krupa. You know who I'm talking about?
No, tell me.
Great drummer.
Jazz music.
On his tour bus.
Musicians love pot, right, Dave?
He called it ging.
Absolutely, and that's a big part of this game. We have a big category in the music category.
Five slang words for pot. Go.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Go ahead again, Matt.
Five slang words for pot. Go.
Slang word. What is a slang term for $5 worth of marijuana?
Oh, he turned it around on you, Larry.
No, I'm asking the questions. I don't know. I don't smoke this stuff.
Are you curious?
I'm very curious, though.
Can I venture a guess?
Go ahead, Buzz.
Would it be a nickel bag, Dave?
That is correct.
Is that from your game?
That is a question from the game in the slang category,
what
Larry.
TV show is the game going to be on?
I'm sorry. Say
what
that
network?
Again.
What network are you going to be on?
What network is the game going to be on? It should be on every network eventually.
What do you mean? Do you have a deal with the network right now? I'd imagine they'd give you a pretty good advance.
No, you know, I mean, we
make a lot of money.
We do have a lot of interest though in making a game show called Stone.
We go to
trivia.
Rob Spiewak in the second row of the audience right now. Rob is a noted stoner and has this question.
Hi, Dave. Are you looking forward to the Super Bowl and twisting up a big fatty?
Absolutely. The big pregame here.
Yeah, what time will you start smoking pot on Super Sunday?
I will wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and begin to do bong hits.
Right
now,
away.
That's
and then I will have my friends over, and we will begin to smoke huge blunts.
What's a blunt?
That's like a Philadelphia cigar paper, like a Philly blunt cigar paper.
Why?
With a whole bunch of weed, because it burns slow, Larry.
A blunt?
Yeah, it burns slow.
I thought blunt means like, you know, you blunt with someone, you tell them the truth. Like you're fat. That's being blunt, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think it's like a little bit of slang now, you know.
Who's your agent?
It's a major thing, Larry. Ask your kids.
Who's your agent?
Who's my agent? I am my own agent right now, Larry.
His name is Sterling, but he's not vigorous.
You know where I buy my pot, Dave?
Tell me.
Down in Washington, D.C., on Constitution Avenue.
I heard they got real good reefer out there.
It's the nation's capital.
You don't sound high now.
No. Hey, you know what? I heard you guys got a lot of snow out there.
Wait, we have a caller that's called in. We've written down the question. We have a question from Joe Ardinger.
It was emailed in, Larry.
Joe Ardinger, I hate that.
You don't like
the
email?
Why mess with that when you got the phone?
Well, they got this email right in front of you, Larry.
I've always looked at people and said, why type?
Do you have a computer?
I don't have a computer. I got people. Joe writes, once I smoked so much pot and I got so high that I thought I'd be stoned forever. Has that ever happened to you, Dave Rovine?
Yeah, one time I was doing some bingers or some beaster, and I got so stoned.
Bingers and beaster.
Please explain.
Explain.
Why?
Go. Quick.
Beaster is a certain blend of marijuana, Larry.
What do you mean a blend? I thought it's all the same pot, right?
No way, bro. No way. The different kinds, different
Whoa,
flavors. Different
bro.
Strokes for different folks.
He called me bro. Whoa.
Sure, boy.
We're talking with Dave Rovine. He's a pothead, and he's got a game that's going to be on CBS or one of the major television networks coming up. We have a question from Rob Spiewak in the third row of our audience.
Can you smoke weed at a racetrack if you're running a racetrack in Florida? Florida?
Absolutely.
Is it good to smoke in public?
Can you smoke in public?
Is it good?
Yeah, why not?
Why?
Why not, though?
We go to Buzz Burbank in the fourth row back. He's wearing the striped shirt. Hello, Buzz. Yes, you've got a question for our guest, Dave Rovine.
Yeah, Dave, I'm curious to know, how can I get this game?
Okay, you can go to www.stonertrivia.com.
Uh-huh.
Click on Buy a Game, and you'll see all our online retailers.
I'm curious, Dave. Does it turn your fingers green?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it turns it a little bit purple if you get some good stuff.
How tall do the plants grow?
How fast do the plants grow?
How tall?
How tall?
Don't answer a question with a question. How tall do the plants grow?
You know, you can get it up to 6 feet if you're real lucky and you got some real good light.
I got another question for you, Dave. We're talking with Dave Rovine, noted pothead. What about the issue? What about the issue of brain damage?
Of brain damage? I don't think there's any. I don't think marijuana causes any brain damage.
What about the people that can't really think because they've had that? Do we have the tape of the guy that went to rehab for the marijuana?
We do, Larry. One moment.
All right, we're going to play a tape. This tape was a fellow that was addicted to marijuana several years ago. We're going to play this tape, and after you hear that, I'd like your comments. All right, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much. Have you ever been stoned forever? Dave?
No.
You seem to drift off. Isn't that the brain damage?
No, I've never been stoned forever. And if I could get some buds that I could be stoned forever, I'd give you a big hug.
Joe Artinger writes, do you like chamber weed?
Do I like chamber weed?
Chamber like weed. None of us know what chamber weed is, do you?
I like the kind bud, Larry.
Dave,
the kind bud.
Kind bud.
Do you ever try to quit? I tried the patch.
Yeah, I mean, yo, I mean, whoever comes up with that will be a millionaire. But
yeah,
why?
The clip.
But
let's
why,
hear the
why
clip.
Quit?
We've got a
why
clip, Dave Rovine, Anderson
that,
Cooper coming up. He's talking when we're talking.
Quick,
we're going to play
quick.
The quick, quick, quick. Here's the guy.
You want to share where that came from?
Well, I was tortured.
Oh, there's that.
That little thing.
Not as much.
You know.
Hang on a second, Mary. No question.
Pornographed.
Hang on.
How was he tortured?
There were people, older guys, much older guys that I would hang around with when I was a little kid, and they would...
How little?
Pretty little, 3, 4, and they would take me and beat me up and stick me in bags and lock me in trunks.
That's the guy we've got a clip of. It sounds like they took his brain from him. Doesn't it sound like brain damage?
It sounds like he's been smoking some crack.
Dave, do you ever jump out and say, I love it when I score a fat sack of kind bud?
When I do score the ultimate kind bud, I get so happy I do dance around.
Why kind?
I love every time I can get it.
You love it every time you can get it. Do you have a good job?
Yeah, I do have a great job.
What do you do?
I'm in the computer industry.
Do you like soul playing?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Snoop Dogg?
Oh, that movie, Soul Plane? Yeah, it's all right.
Do you know Snoop Dogg?
It's my homie.
Have you met the man?
Not yet. I would love to. If you're listening, Snoop Dogg, contact me, davidstonertrivia.com.
You haven't met him yet?
No, I'd love to.
Why?
You got to ask Snoop Dogg, dog.
Would that be your favorite music when you're high?
No. You know, I actually jam out to some Nirvana. I like that a lot, but I like everything. You know, The Dead.
You know what I like to jam out to?
Tell me.
There's nothing that beats Sinatra.
I love that guy, man.
Can you smoke to Sinatra? Can you get your kind bud and smoke to, like,
oh my God,
Witchcraft? God. That's a great song there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
You ever smoke weed and listen to a Rickles CD?
Never.
You don't? Our guest has been Dave Rovine. Dave, would you like to plug your product? Excuse me, do you have time for one more question?
Absolutely. I'd like to ask you.
We go to Rob Spiewak, not you, pothead. No. We're going to go to the third row. Rob Spiewak has a question for our guest.
Dave.
Yes.
Who's better, Cheech or Chong? Go, 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 quick.
Pink or Kong?
Cheech or Chong? Do you have a joint in your ear?
Cheech.
Cheech.
All right, Dave, one more question. Is your mother disappointed in you?
No, she's real proud of me.
Does she smoke the weed, the kind bud?
Yeah, we get wasted together. It's the bomb.
Sticky or not sticky? And why?
Sticky, because it's got more THC. It's stronger. It makes you feel good when you get stoned.
Do you like the sticky?
Love it.
I like the sticky. I don't like the dry. Do you like it after breakfast?
Yeah. Well, I like the wake and bake. That's the best, Tommy.
Wake and bake.
Thanks a lot. We're out of time. Don't forget Anderson Cooper 360. Dave, it's been a pleasure talking with you. We will plug your website as soon as we get a chance.
Hey, Larry, can I mention one more thing?
No, you can't. Thank you so much, but we appreciate you coming on the show. Go ahead, Dave. We'll give you a chance.
I'm also involved with a very interesting series on YouTube called Gary the Angry Pot Doll, and you can find it by typing in Pot Doll on
Gary
YouTube.
Gary the Angry Pot Doll.
Sounds
I'm totally.
Great.
It sounds like it's wacky.
We're all over it.
But Larry, you don't have a computer.
Dave, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Only when I get the good stuff.
Do you take antibiotics?
Sometimes when I'm sick.
Thank you, Dave.
Stay away from the fat.
We'll talk to you soon. Remember, stay away from the greasy.
Free the ganja, brothers.
Thanks a lot. Bye, bye, Dave. There he goes. That's Dave Rovine. He's a pothead.
All the pot interviews are like that, Larry.
They're all good. They're a little bit confused.
They always are.
I like it when I say, we've got a question here in the studio, and he says, okay, I'd like to ask.
He says, let's turn to politics.
Perhaps some of the circuitry has been damaged,
Well,
Buzz.
He has a trivia game. He thought he was going to be on to ask the questions, Buzz, and not answer
I
them.
Know you would defend him to the death, but I thought perhaps some of his answers demonstrated a little circuitry breakdown in the cerebral cortex.
No, more of a telephone circuitry breakdown.
His telephone mother is circuitry, so proud.
Yes, you defend him to the death.
His mom is proud. I'm proud.
Well, go to his website, stonertrivia.com, and you can do that all weekend. You'll have a good time with that.
Yeah, save that for me.
All right, are you guys ready to be honest with our listening audience?
I think we just were.
No, I don't think so, Buzz. I think I was pretending to be an elderly talk show host on CNN.
Why?
I think right now we're going to play a game that we're stealing from television. Yes, it's the moment of truth. Your chance to get on with us right now at 877-365-3636. Here's the way this game's going to work. We've got a bunch of the questions. A lot of them come from the show itself.
Yeah, we wrote some of them ourselves.
We're going to use the honor system. Mm-hmm. We're going to write down our answers when we get the questions. And after we write down our answers, the listener is going to be able to guess whether it's true or false. It's very simple.
That answer is true.
And just like the pyramid on the game, if you can make it through with all of us, and we will be using the honor system here.
You keep stressing that.
Yes, but you got to play it the right way because, you know, I think that Buzz, Rob, myself, we've all been known to be compulsive liars, and we don't have the lie detector here.
You could be lying about that.
I could be lying about the fact whether we're going to play this game coming
That's
up
true.
Next.
Exactly.
But if you'd like to play, win a few $100, call us now, 877-365-3636. Rob, Buzz, and Mike, not Joe. We'll have the moment of truth.
Maybe Joe in a bonus round.
Maybe a Joe Ardinger bonus round. A Jonas round. Oh, and I forgot we have to ask Joe about Joe Radio this weekend.
Oh, that's
too.
Right. That's tomorrow night. It's
all right. So if you want to play the game, get on the line to get on the air, and we will be right this after best.
This is the Don and Mike Show.